The Ministry of National Security is on a drive to reduce crime through the use of technology. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more. The government is to roll out a national closed-circuit television CCTV system dubbed Jamaica Eye to monitor public spaces island-wide and assist the relevant authorities in providing a suitable response in the event of an incident, disaster, or act of criminality. The system is in its initial phase and will cost nearly $3 billion for the full rollout. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the launch of the Jamaica Eye will be dependent on cabinet approval for additional funds. He explains how the system will work.
This app will integrate private CCTV feeds and the public feed, pass it through a video analytics suite, and then send it to the control and monitoring center.
The video analytics suite uses facial recognition, geofencing, and tracking.
If we are trying to track a car, once it passes these cameras, we'll be able to do that. And we have utilized the talents within the Constabulary Air Force and the JDF and utilized the GIS map that was developed by Jamaicans. So what we are doing is to utilize appropriate technology that is developed by Jamaicans for every citizen within this country.
The initial launch of the program will utilize the fees of 200 cameras owned by the government and an estimated 300 that are privately owned. Mr. Montague is appealing for more public-private partnerships to assist with the expansion of the closed-circuit television CCTV network to get as many private camera feeds incorporated into the Jamaica Eye system. Notwithstanding, government-owned CCTV systems have already been installed in several major towns across the island. In the meantime, existing camera systems in Montego Bay will be upgraded and additional cameras have been ordered to boost security in that section of the island. The National Security Ministry is to procure equipment to empower members of the security forces to recover stolen cellular phones. Portfolio Minister Robert Montague says this initiative will be rolled out following a period of training by the suppliers.
The ministry has on order some equipment valued at over $45,000 that we will be deploying in a phased basis to help in the recovery of stolen cell phones. It is estimated very conservatively that approximately 2,400 cell phones are stolen per year. And if you put a nominal value of $10,000, you end up at about $24 million in stolen goods and property.
The system will initially be limited to a specific geographic area. A website will also be launched to support the recovery of cellular phones. Persons will be able to register their cellular phones on this website.
If your phone is stolen and you're outside of the zone we're operating in initially, we can lock down the phone so that the phone just becomes a paperweight to the person who would have stolen the phone.
These initiatives come on the heels of recent projects driven by the Ministry of National Security through a development team comprising individuals from the ministry's departments and agencies and local universities. The team recently developed and launched mobile applications for the Jamaica Constabulary Force. There's the Zones of Special Operations ZOSO reporting app that allows officers to make location-tagged reports from within the zone.
So the officer no longer needs to come back to base to make his shift report. He takes up his cell phone and he makes the report right there, and the phone geolocates where he is, and if he finds a weapon, it is geolocated, and therefore that information comes into base.
Then there's the JCF Docs application, a database of all the documents a police officer may need in the field, including a book of rules, the laws of Jamaica, the use of force guidelines, and the Indicom guidelines. Other developments include beat patrol monitoring using QR code scanning and the collation of JCF statistics via an application called JampleStats. All of these projects support the ministry's pillar of situational prevention under the comprehensive five-pillar crime prevention and reduction strategy, which looks at forward planning and the use of technology to reduce incidents of crime and their likely occurrence.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.